Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is that an accusation?
Oh, I mean, that's how they were able to read the card.
After the arrests, former Pistons guard Malik Beasley's lawyer released a statement today. Beasley's lawyer Steve Haney told the Detroit News, quote, "I want to make this perfectly clear. Any avoidance Malik Beasley has in connection with today's developments in the federal gambling arrests has no relationship whatsoever to any alleged or accused cooperation or information provided to the Eastern District in New York. Malik has not and will not cooperate with any pending federal investigations," unquote. Beasley was investigated by both the NBA and FBI this summer in relation to sports betting. He's currently a free agent but resides in Detroit while trying to get back to the NBA. Some good news in sports today. Detroit Tigers hitters Riley Green and Zach McKinstry have been announced as Silver Slugger finalists. The AL Silver Slugger winners will be announced on November 7th. Red Wings taking on the Islanders tonight in New York. That's at 7 o'clock. Jeff Rieger hosts the pregame show right here on 97.1 The Ticket at 6:45. At the Corwell Health Sports Desk, I'm Brendan Chabat. For more, go to 971theticket or odyssey.com.
Gator, I've over the years, and I'm not alone in this, I think it's something a lot of guys do. I think it's a safe assumption a lot of guys watch a lot of mob movies.
Oh, yeah.
And
mob movies and gambling movies.
We're living in a timeline right now in sports that feels like it's going to be a movie someday.
Mm-hmm.
This story out of the NBA is one that is disturbing. It speaks to the dangers of what, you know, gambling can lead to, how bad it is, how widespread it is, as far as any kind of manipulation of personal stats is where some real vulnerabilities lie. And this is, it's a sad story. I hate that Chauncey's involved. Another former Piston, Damon Jones, is involved. Chauncey Billups, it sounds as though right now the extent of the accusation that his name is used as bait for illegal poker games or gambling where people would, hey, come play cards with Chauncey Billups. And then people that were putting on the card games had altered shuffling machines to read cards. They had other cheating technologies, including poker chip trays that read cards through hidden cameras, special contact lenses and glasses that could read mark cards, and X-ray poker tables that could read cards face down. And so part of this whole, hey, come play poker with Chauncey included the people that were coming to play poker with Chauncey getting ripped off. As they were the hosts were cheating. And I mean, I guess the best we can hope for, if you're a fan of Chauncey Billups, who I think is one of the more underratedly beloved athletes in Detroit sports, Chauncey had a cool about him. Kang, you knew people in his inner circle. This is, I mean, I don't know if they still are or they aren't, but comes pretty surprising to you based upon what you had heard.
Yeah, I mean, everything I heard about Chauncey is what you see on the court is, you know, just real measured, calm, cool, collected. Doesn't make any, you know, rash decisions and things like this. You know, seems pretty irresponsible, of course, if these allegations are true. But yeah, it didn't seem in character for something like for him. And we all know he made a ton of money playing basketball. He still makes money coaching basketball. He had investments outside of basketball. So I don't know if it was a money thing or a rush thing, or you spoke about, you know, mafia movies and a movie being made out of this one day. There's a glorification about being a guy, right? A mafia type guy, a leader. And I'm not saying he was the
in
leader.
The movies, or, yeah, in the people, movies, yeah. Yeah, okay.
How many people have a poster of Scarface at home or a screenshot on their phone or whatever? You know what I mean? Like, it goes from Goodfellas, whatever. Pick your mob movie. People think it's cool. And I don't think that loses on a lot of guys as they even get older, you know? And they're, unfortunately, whatever reason is, it's all stupid to do it, but that's the only thing I can explain why someone would do things like this, right?
Yeah.
And then it goes back to people make dumb decisions. So, but yeah, it doesn't seem like a Chauncey move, but then again, we don't really know these guys either outside of what they show us, you know, or what they want to show us.
No, you're right about that. It's just sad. And hopefully we'll see what the details come out, as we tend to do with stories of a very serious nature, is let them play out and get the details as they become, the facts as they become more prominent. But these were arrests, man. Chauncey coached his team last night. They lost to the Timberwolves. They got arrested this morning. Terry Rozier was with the Magic. They beat Miami last night. He did not play in that game. He got arrested this morning. I think they said 6 a.m. at a hotel in Orlando. Now, Rozier, this goes back to a game in March of 2023 when 30 wagers in 46 minutes came in on unders on his prop bets. He played 10 minutes and left with a foot injury. But Joe Pampliano, who a sports business writer who did a summation of everything, said that the defendants placed more than $200,000 of wagers on the unders for his prop bets. Played 10 minutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Foot left the game.
You asked a question earlier in the show about, does the NBA need to just, or sports in general, need to eliminate prop bets?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's too easily manipulated. It just is. It's too easy to get to somebody to say, throw it this way or throw it that way when it comes to a prop bet, which is something specific to the game. You know, how many over-under on turnovers, over-under on points or rebounds or whatever. It's way too easily manipulated to get, specifically to get the under, because you can simply take yourself out of the game. I don't think it's a bad idea for these for the leagues to consider doing that.
Doesn't change my life.
No, at all. It does not. You know. And you and I both have gambled online when it comes to sports.
Very small.
we gamble differently, but
okay, fair enough.
but we both gamble, but neither of us really do the prop bets.
No,
so it wouldn't change me at all.
248-539-9797. If you want to continue down that road. In the meantime, Scott, the Pistons played their opener last night. No Ivy, no Sasser. started Cade, Duncan Asur, Tobias, and Jalen Duren. Two things that stood out in that game. One was their lack of three-point shooting. A guy who went shot 41% from three in his career against Detroit went 0 for the floor from three in Duncan Robinson. I think Cade was 1 for 6.
He was?
Yeah. Ultimately, the shooting didn't help them. But you know what else doesn't help? And I feel like this was a story a bunch last year, and I don't have the data to support this. How many times at the end of the first quarter did we look around and go, did they just give up 39 points in the first quarter?
You're right.
Did that feel like that happened a lot last year?
It was 35 last night, but yes. It did. No, 100%. Like a slow, they got off to a slow start, and the other team gets off to a hot start. Afterwards, J.B. Bickerstaff was talking about they didn't come to play defense in the first three quarters of the game. They gave up 35, 29, and 30 over the first three quarters, and then 21 in the fourth when they made the furious comeback. I mean, that's not winning basketball. And basically, they got blown out because they got blown out in the first quarter, and that was the difference in the game. 35 to 19, and then, you know, the next two quarters, you're down one between the second and third quarter, and then the fourth quarter, you're up by 11. I don't like the formula of waiting until the end to do something that can be done easily. It's not dependent on, oh, is he hot or not? It's, are you giving the effort to play defense or not? And that wasn't there. As was pointed out last night in the text thread with some friends of mine from around the country, were paying attention to this and also the Red Wings. Is this just a new hotness for Detroit sports that the first game of the year is horrible? Between the Tigers getting swept by the Dodgers.
Swept.
You get the Lions losing to Green Bay and look awful.
They look terrible.
Then you get the Red Wings lose to a bad Montreal team on opening night.
Fire everybody.
Yeah, and then now you get the Pistons losing to, what, a mediocre, at best, Chicago team?
I don't recommend this as a formula. Go get smoked on the first night of the season. But yeah, weird trend, huh?
Yes. Now, the good part of that trend is that the Tigers ended up making a run, being the best team in baseball for half the season, made it to the playoffs. Won a playoff round and then lost in a game five. The Lions have rebounded and now they're 5-2 and they look like could be the best team in the NFC. The Red Wings have rebounded, although their game last night was a different kind of game too. But they're one of the better teams to start the season in a very short sample size. So can the Pistons take that next step? And okay, that one's out of the way. Now let's play basketball.
248-539-9797 if you want to give your first impressions, and as we always acknowledge, perhaps overreactions to the opener. Pistons last night opening their season. Plus, if you want to keep talking about this NBA scandal, really, really bad story. Undermines authenticity of games. I hate these. I still haven't gotten so cynical that I really think about this much when I'm watching games, but this continues, I suppose that'll probably change. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.